Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi and welcome again to Glam with Grace. I hope you're having such a great day. I hope all is well with you and your family. And I'm just so thankful that you are back here to listen to episode 8. I lose count. 8, season 3 of Glam with Grace. Thank you so much for joining us today. Well, joining me today. And I am just so excited to share what I have to talk to you about today. And by the way, so if you haven't listened to my last episode about my Forbes list and how I got nominated, please do go and listen to it, because this is actually a deeper background as to how all of this happened. And my goal is to encourage as many people as possible, especially in business, that honestly, once you put your mind to something, it doesn't matter how long it takes. Just keep being consistent. Don't give up. Don't lose sight of focus. And because, you know, whatever, like people get really sidetracked and distracted when everybody else is like, you know, doing way better than they are, and they're about to give up because it's not happening to them. And honestly, it's that consistency that will see you go through. So yeah, my Forbes story is a testimony to that, you know, how 2020 was so challenging and God just wanted to reward me to keep encouraging me to go on and not giving up. So that is very important. So make sure you listen to the last episode. And again, welcome. And consistency, as I say, is key. So anytime I get to record this, I get super excited because, you know, being able to take time out, you know, as you guys know, I'm a mom, I'm a pastor, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a business owner, I'm everything. So when I find that, you know, 20 minutes of my time in a week to record this, I get very excited. Number one, that, you know what, I'm being consistent. One, you know, keeping Raheem's memory going through. Two, and encouraging someone out there. Even if it's only one person that I encourage in 1 week or even in a year, and that person takes one of the two things of the things I've spoken about and does something with it and you know, keeps going, I have achieved my goal of this podcast. So thank you so much for taking your time to listen. And bear with me while I play the introduction for those that, you know, if, especially if this is your first time, you just stumbled upon this. Thank you so much for listening. And I'm going to be talking about how I got into 1863 Cohort Ventures Cohort. Yeah. So bear with me and I'll see you in a second. Thank you. Guys, how are you? This is Jumi and welcome to Glammed with Grace. Welcome to season 3 of Glammed with Grace. Season 3 has been dedicated to my very good friend Raheem Teray Barry. May his precious soul rest in peace. Raheem is a friend of the family that we lost at a very young age, and he made me promise him about 2 weeks before he passed on to keep recording my podcast. So I am honoring his memory. So welcome to Glam with Grace season 3, where we're going to be talking about faith, about God, about business, about family, about relationship. Basically, we're going to be talking about it all in life, especially my life. So welcome to this amazing podcast. I truly hope that you'll be very blessed by the time you're done listening. God bless you. Hi guys, welcome again. So today I am going to be talking about how I got into 1863 Ventures. This is one of my God moments in 2020, and it was definitely a God thing for me. I feel like, you know, it's always like so many things, like some people that, for those that don't believe in God, they might say it's a coincidence, but to me, it's just impossible for these things to be coincidental, honestly. It's definitely the Spirit of the Lord leading me to, you know, a lot of the decisions I make, because I always tend to not want to just do things based on my knowledge, because I know nothing, honestly. Without God, I am absolutely nothing. So I always want to rely on His strength and His knowledge, you know, because He sees all. He's the all-knowing God. So especially when you're just confused, I don't know what's the next step to take in business, on your career, in your life period, just seeking God and just telling Him to take control and letting Him be the driver of your life will take you to that. Every decisions I've made has been prompted by the Spirit of God, and He's just been leading me. This cohort is absolutely a God thing, and is a testimony for today that I want to share and encourage you in any areas of your life, whatever you might be going through. Just keep believing and keep trusting and don't give up. So, as you may all know, 2019 was when I started running my business half of the year full-time. I was doing it with my regular full-time job before, and it became too much for me. I couldn't balance both anymore, so I had to let one go. So I chose my business, and I started running it full-time with the help of my employee that I hired as an intern, Raheem, right? And that's why you keep hearing about Raheem, because it was literally the one that helped, you know, take, he opened my eyes to so many things that I never knew about business, honestly. And he also helped my business, you know, to grow. So 2019, it was just me working on sales. I didn't know anything else, honestly. All I was just focusing was sales, just get the sales, you know. We just wanted to get as many customers as possible to try the product because I knew my product was good and it was a great thing. So that was all I focused on in 2020, in 2019. So by 2020, my business started to suffer because I didn't know much in business. I had no clue. I was not really getting as much education in it either. I didn't know where to go, what to turn to. So I was just at one point very clueless. And I knew I wanted more for me personally and for my business as well. So I would try as much as possible to follow people that I look up to in business, even though, you know, they really are not, they just, you know, put in their expertise. Sometimes they put expertise out there and sometimes they don't. They just put their life out there and just talk once in a while in their captions. So I would learn, I'll go on Google if I want to learn something about email marketing or text marketing or customer retention, you know, all those things. Like, I would just go on Google and learn. I really didn't have a solid background in business to help me. So God knew that I needed the education. I really didn't. I knew I was curious, but I didn't know that it was going to be affordable or maybe something. If I decided that, oh, now I want to go study business, I knew it wasn't going to be cheap. So I was like, you know what? At that point, I was just trying to get as many free resources to teach me what I needed to know in business. But it was just not enough. And God knew that I was hungering for more. So in 2020, it must have been, I think, January 2020, I was a vendor in a women's conference. So GLAMD was a vendor. So I flew all the way to Miami, and it was in the hotel room in Miami that I never knew that this company even existed. It's Black Women Talk Tech. You might have heard about Black Women Talk Tech. If you haven't heard about Black Women Talk Tech, please go on Instagram right now and type in Black Women Talk Tech. It's such an amazing, amazing conference. They do have conference. They didn't host one. Well, they hosted one in March last year because luckily before the pandemic, they were able to host the program, the conference. It's normally a 3-day conference. They have so many investors that come. It was a program that happens on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So Thursday is like a 2-hour grid and meet. I went to the Thursday event. How I actually found that. Before then, I follow Courtney Adeleye. For those that know Courtney Adeleye, she's such an amazing, amazing entrepreneur as well. She's the founder of Main Choice. So I normally followed her on Instagram. So I found out that she was actually going to be speaking in the event. That's how I knew about the event. So when I saw it, she had the poster up on her Instagram feed page that I'm going to be speaking at Black Women Talk Tech. I think the program was in February. Right before the pandemic hit in March. It was, I think, beginning of March. The program was 2020 of last year. So I was like, you know what? I now went, because of that, I went to Black Women Talk Tech's Instagram page to find out more about the conference. Then I went on their website and I saw so many things that when it comes to business, I'm like, wow, this actually does exist. And it's in New York, literally right in my backyard, an hour away from my house. I am definitely going to this conference. You see how God is leading? You might say it's a coincidence, but I'm like, you know what? How much is it? $400. I paid for 3 days, $400. I said, I am going to this conference, not only to listen to what Courtney has to say, but to actually network. You know, I wanted to network as much as possible. It's an amazing way to network if you're in business, to meet suppliers. You can meet even, they have so many vendors that would have like Target, they would have Microsoft. I know Microsoft is one of their sponsors. They have Goldman Sachs is there. They have Chase. I mean, I met some. I did gain some amazing networking. I did network a lot during that event. And some of those people, I'm still in touch with them. You know, it's so amazing. But anyways, I went to this. I booked it. I was very determined because I wanted to learn more. I wanted to know more. And I went there. And it was in this event. The first day, the Thursday, is a meet and greet of founders because I'm a founder, you know. So I went as a founder. So I met all the founders. I networked. It was a 2-hour event. It was really cool. It was in the evening in the city, New York. And in this event was, because me, if you guys know me, I'm quite bubbly. I'm very extroverted and I'm, you know, very bubbly. And I'm a kind of person that I do get along with people. Like, I could go in a room and just start talking to strangers. That's the kind of personality I have. So being June me, I started talking to. So when I wanted to go use the bathroom, I saw this lady. She had a black suit on and had afro. And, you know, something about the natural hair gets me. Once you have natural hair, we're sisters, okay? We understand each other's language. So I just went up to her. Her afro was so massive. And I went to, oh my God, I love your hair. You know me. That's exactly how I started. That, oh my God, I really, really, really love your hair. And that was basically how the conversation started with me and her. And when I went to the Black Women Talk Tech, my goal was to network. So that was what I wanted to do. So when I went there and I saw her afro, I was so excited. And she was actually Spanish. She's Spanish and she was very excited. Black women like me. Oh, she was like, oh my God, hi. You know, I introduced myself, my brand to her. She introduced herself. She was in tech already. Because a lot of the people that come to Black Women Talk Tech, they're in the tech business. But they're also, you know, you don't have to be in the tech business. You know, there's so many opportunities there, but she just happened to be a tech founder. So we're just talking. I told her about Glam Naturally, or about my hunger, my passion for my brand, and you know, I want to learn more, I want to network. You know, I was just putting my heart out there to a total stranger that I have never ever in my life met before. And she just was just looking at me, you know, because English is a second language. So you could tell she was very, you know, our words wasn't as, you know, like fluent and crazy like mine. So she was literally like, okay, she was okay. And then telling me about herself and what she does. And I just, you know, just literally fell in love with that lady. I've never met her, but it was just something about her that caught me to her. And she was like, you know what? I think you'll be a perfect candidate for 1863 Ventures. I'm like, what? What is that? You know, me, I never knew anything about ventures. I never knew anything about cohorts, or I never knew anything about pipelines. I didn't know nothing about those things. Ever. This is my first time that even like if you VCs and ventures, if you need to like get funding for your business, all those terms, I didn't know any of those. It was 2020 that opened me up to this. And she was like, I think you're going to be a perfect candidate for this 1863 Ventures. So I asked her, what is this venture about? So this ventures is amazing. It's founded by Melissa. Melissa is an amazing woman that actually worked with, she worked in finance during the Clinton's presidency. So she did work in the White House. So, sorry guys, I am getting a phone call from my mom. I am going to have to give her a call back after this recording. Sorry, mom. Okay. So yeah. So 1863 Ventures is it's basically they accelerate Black and Brown entrepreneurs from high potential to high growth. So they do it through rigorous leadership training and strategic market access. It's such an amazing mission, and they are very relentless. They are out there trying to gather as many Black-owned business owners as possible and to train them and help them take their business to the next level. So when I joined last year, it was literally, it's like getting an MBA in business, but I'm getting it for free. So that was how the woman explained it to me. So when she gave me the information, she said, you know what, try to apply because the deadline is tonight. That's what she said. You see what I mean? Like, don't tell me that that's not a God thing. Don't tell me that that is coincidence. I just happen to be in the right place at the right time, right? Because that's what a lot of people would say. Oh, you just happen to be in the right place at the right time. It could have happened to anybody. No, it's a God thing. Because God wanted, he ordered my step and wanted me to meet that woman. Because he knew that my daughter is going to need education. And I wanted her to get it for free, right? So he put me in there and I applied. I got home 12 midnight because the program started like 9. And then by the time, it was an hour away. By the time I got home, I told my husband, no, sorry. I got home 11, it must have been 11:35. And I got home like, baby, I need to apply for something. I told my husband, after I apply for it, I'm going to come back and talk to you. I went literally straight to my room, went on my laptop and applied for 1863 Ventures. And that was it. I applied. And didn't think much of it. I'm like, okay, because you have to be a Black-owned business that is making over $100,000 a year. That's one of their. So you do have the opportunity to scale and grow. So you have to be a serious person in business to be able to get into 1863 Ventures. I'm going to be putting all the information for 1863 Ventures in the coming captions of this of this podcast. Their website is 1863ventures.net. If you know of any business owner or brown and black business owners that makes over $100,000 a year, they can apply. They normally have, I think the application is closed for this, it's closed. The next one should be in September, so you can apply. So they take you through this course. They give you so many opportunities that I would never have been open to came because I entered into this course. So you see what I meant, like the Forbes list and everything. God knew. God was ordering my step. He wants me to keep going and you to keep going. So it will find ways to encourage you. It will find ways by giving you signs, you know, actionable signs that this is such a good thing. You got to keep going. So I just wanted to tell you about the 1863 Ventures. If you know of anybody that might be interested, or you can DM me as well and I can send you the information or even put in a word for you with Melissa and the team. So yeah, so that's basically it today. I wanted to tell you about my 1863 venture store that opened an opportunity for me that I would never have gotten into if not because of this pipeline. So I just want to use the opportunity to thank Melissa, you know, Phil, Hart and the entire team. I've been open to even networking with other entrepreneurs as well that I would never have been able to get access to if not because of this. So I am grateful to God for ordering my step. And not, you know, there's one thing for God to order your step, is another thing for you to listen. You know, there's this thing about me, like when I notice that, okay, this is, you know, I always tend to listen to God's word. That's why it's important for you to have a relationship with God, to understand when he's talking to you or to understand when he's wanting you to make the move, so you don't miss that opportunity, right? And then it's too late. So you want to make sure you're in tune spiritually with God and you're in tune with the Spirit of God. You want the Spirit of God to constantly live inside of you and direct your path and direct your ways. That was basically my pipeline and court story. But yeah, this is a short one. I hope this gives you an insight to your entrepreneurship journey. And even if you're not an entrepreneur, you might know someone that might need this. You can pass on this information to them. That would be very kind of you, right? All right, don't forget, you can follow me on my social pages at Dreamy Grow, on my Instagram page and on my Facebook page. And Glammed with Grace actually is also on Instagram. You can follow us there as well. Thank you so much. And I do hope you have a blessed day. And I do love you with the love of Christ. Have a good day. Bye-bye.